Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my new book, ageofthecustomer.com, which is, my new book is theageofthecustomer.com, the age of the customer, I should say. Susie Batiz is our guest, a new friend, a serial entrepreneur, but she finally hit on the home run for her and for many people, for all their customers. Her product is called Poo-Pourri. It's a bathroom spray. It's a spray that contains the odors of the bathroom, right, Susie?
Yep. How am I doing?
Please,
great.
Please take it away from me.
Yep. So Poo-Pourri is made of all natural essential oils, and you spray it on the surface of the water before you go, Jim.
Yeah.
So instead of creating odor and then trying to get rid of it, we address the problem before it even starts.
Have you ever? Is there any kind of a mechanical automatic thing where you know, after you flush, it just does it for you, where you don't have to remember?
Well, it would be before you flush, and we actually have a lot of that technology.
Okay, so you're working on the technology to make it automated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So, all right. So that's good. And do you have different scents?
We have 26 different scents, and
26.
They're all designed. 26, and they're all designed with a different personality. For example, some people might like the original, which is lemongrass grapefruit. Some people might like Deja Pu, which is white flowers and citrus, or Heavy Duty.
This is great. I'm sure it comes in a camouflage bottle, right? So,
Of course it does. Well, actually, yeah. Trapacrap does that.
Personality. Oh, Susie, do your worst. So, okay, it's available all over America. It's available in 100 countries. How many bottles have you sold?
We've sold over 5 million bottles.
5 million bottles. How many flushes do you figure you saved just to prevent the courtesy flush?
We figure to prevent courtesy flushes, we've saved over 1 billion flushes. So we're very eco-friendly. You don't have to worry about it anymore. Go in, just let your business happen.
Save the water. Give us the website, please.
Poo-Pourri.com. POOPOURRI.com.
We've come a long way, folks, from all of the families scandalizing America talking about toilet paper, haven't we, Susie?
So, for the better,
I think. Okay, so what is your? Tell us about how you capitalized your business. How did you grow the business?
Well, we bootstrapped the whole thing. So it was always, you know, we worked lean and mean. We initially invested $25,000, and that was, of course, you know, life savings. And we had lots of opportunities, Jim. Lots of situations, lots of corners where we thought, oh my gosh, we're going to need additional funding. And always trying to be creative and strategic. And I will tell you, today, we are still debt-free, and we don't have any outside investors.
Congratulations.
That's something I'm most proud of.
That's the best thing. That's the smartest thing you ever did, was doing it organically, doing it, building it up, from bootstrapping it, as you said. Investors can be important, but if you can do without them, you're better off. Bank loans, there's nothing wrong with bank loans. Sometimes you need that to get over the hump, but you pay those people off and they go away.
Exactly.
So good for you. And good. So what's the next step for your country, for your company?
Well, we're looking at global poo domination. We'd like to see Poo-Pourri in every bathroom in America, and we're working aggressively to do that.
You're on a one-woman mission to stamp out bathroom odor, right?
Oh, yeah. We want to provide natural solutions for natural odors. We're also going to be looking at different categories. There's lots of stinky areas, and we believe a happy home is built on a stink-free foundation.
I love this. So, okay, Susie, tell us about the challenges you've had growing a business like this, because obviously it's not just you and your husband anymore. You've grown your business. What are some of the issues you've run into?
Well, you know, cash flow. Like, how do we keep things going? One of the most creative things that we did with the advice of some financial advisors, is asking our suppliers to give us, you know, longer terms. Can we have 60 days? Can we have 90 days during Christmas?
Right.
Can we buy raw goods and can you fill the product? Just being really creative.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the most, you know, biggest challenges that any business has and that we had. We always seem to make it through it. Operating lean and mean, we don't have glorious, beautiful offices. You know,
mm-hmm.
we have very talented people that have an entrepreneurial spirit. You know, hiring people that see the mission and see the goal really helped us out a lot. We still have some of the original employees, and we love that.
Good
it's built
you.
With a lot of heart and brawn.
What about dealing with all of the personnel issues? You've got payroll, you got taxes to deal with, you got benefits, the right people are critical, aren't they?
The right people are critical. And another thing I feel that I did really well, Jim, is I hired to my weakness. For example,
yeah.
I don't like accounting. I don't like it. I can sell anything. I can
Me
market
either.
Anything. So the second employee I hired was an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know what, get in here. Take care of this because I need to run. I need to go.
Right.
So don't try to do everything yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Hire to your weakness.
What else did you do?
Let's see.
Go ahead.
Guerrilla marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Where can I talk about this product? Where can I promote it? I would, like I told you this morning, we go to radio stations, drop off
mm-hmm.
bottles. There's so much marketing you can do yourself, and ads are great and paid for promotion, but most
right.
of ours has been, and also asking our customers word of mouth. Can you
right.
talk about this?
Yeah. Give us the website again, Susie.
Poopourri.com. POOPOURRI.
Check it out, folks. Hey, Susie, congratulations on your success. Will you come back another day and tell us how things are going?
I'd love to.
We'll get you back another day. Susie Batiste, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Poopourri. I'm not kidding. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.